the rest of the story. As the cartoon show blared from the hotel television, Buddy, age 6, gazed transfixed. His foster mother, Vicky Vosburg, fixing her hair in another room, cheerfully called out to reassure him, "Be done in a minute, dear." There was no answer, for as the cartoon characters danced before Buddy's eyes, an unrelated memory whirled through his brain. Visions and sights and sounds, all recurring precisely as they had happened the day he was abandoned. Nothing of that tragic life-changing occurrence would he relate to the authorities, for he was discovered starved, mute, glassy-eyed, begging for food and for shelter from anybody who appeared even the slightest sympathetic. It was deduced thus that Buddy had been abducted from his true parents while an infant by someone or some ones who, as he grew older, became concerned that their kidnapping would be discovered, so they dropped him someplace populated and fled. And his foster parents deduced something else. At some point, perhaps while wandering hungry, the youngster had been attacked by some kind of an animal, perhaps a dog. Even still, Buddy was terrified of animals. Well, the cartoon show was over now. Another program was on. It was a nature film. And from the other room, Vicky Vosburg heard Buddy crying. She knew in an instant the cartoon animals were gone, replaced by photography of the real thing. She must rush to comfort her little one, for Buddy, criminally victimized by some nameless adult, was scarred for life. Any prospects for what the world calls normalcy were gone forever. And yet, if it were too late for one sad, withdrawn 6-year-old, it was not for countless others. And so, for the cause of heightening public awareness, Buddy, his foster parents by his side, would go on tour, would visit cities far from home to see and be seen, to preach in silence the gospel of loving kindness and an accompanying warning to would-be kidnappers everywhere. Now we're in Chicago, the Claridge Hotel on North Dearborn, where Buddy and family are staying, welcomes the youngster as a celebrity. It's a lovely hotel suite, large, elegant, so very different from home. Buddy will appear downtown tomorrow morning at 10:30 at a place whose name he does not comprehend. Buddy will be driven through noisy traffic, the like of which he could never have imagined. It is also new, except for the television. The television that Buddy knows, along with each of his favorite shows. Nobody can guess how Buddy will look back on this years hence, or for that matter, whether he will remember it at all. And yet those who meet him and who stare back into those penetrating eyes will surely never forget the significance of his example, that each of us has a place in the world, we in ours, and all of the wonderful wild things in their own. And that is the way it is meant to be. For Buddy was never supposed to be human. Buddy was never supposed to be frightened of wildlife. It just turned out that way. When Buddy burst forth from the stolen egg of an Alaskan bald eagle, visually and forever after identified with people, to Buddy, he is one of us. And now you know the rest of the story.